I think as a college student, you're surrounded 24/7 by people who are your own age. And it's really easy to forget that there are older people who are wiser, who have like something important to say about life and who can help you to navigate through problems and situations. And it's been really helpful to me during my time at HBU to have just that structure and that ability to have so many people pour into my life. And so that's why I think HBU is such a great school, because it's so personal. They want to see you succeed.
Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing programs to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
Lindsay Marino graduated in December 2018 with honors and the highest GPA of the December graduates at Houston Baptist University. And during her time at HBU, she was a member of the Honors College and double majored in Spanish and Classics. Outside of academics, Lindsay was involved on campus as a Husky ambassador. She served on the leadership team with the Baptist Student Ministries and worked for the Student Success Department running their social media. Lindsay now works as a program coordinator for first-year success students at HBU. She is a recipient of President Robert Sloan's President's Award. Wow. You must be smart, and you...
Well, I never really considered myself to be, like, smarter than everybody else. It was just that my parents always taught me and my siblings to work really hard and to study really hard, and that's kind of where I see myself today and why I see myself where I am.
That's cool. Where are you from?
So I'm from Victoria, Texas. It's between here and Corpus.
Yeah, sure. You must have a special mom and dad.
They're pretty great. So my dad, he farms, and so I come from a farming family. And my mom decided to homeschool us. So she homeschooled me and my three siblings from like kindergarten through high school.
Wow. How did you get from Victoria, Texas to HBU?
So that's a good question. So we had a friend who had heard about HBU, and they had heard a lot of good things about the professors that were here. Like Dr. Marcos and Nancy Piercy, Dr. Walls, and a few of those other kind of big names. And so they were telling us just about the programs here at HBU. And my mom was like, well, you know, Houston Baptist University, that's about an hour and a half away from where we live. We should go check it out. So I was like, okay, sure, let's go look at it. I didn't really know what I wanted to major in. And so I didn't really have any direction of what college I wanted to go to, so I was pretty open to whatever my parents were interested in. So we came to one of the preview days at HBU, and we were looking at the different, like, they have different sessions on the different colleges here at HBU, and my mom saw the Honors College, and our friend had told my mom about the Honors College, but my mom didn't tell me about it, and she was like, oh, look, the Honors College, we should check that out. And I was like, no, I don't want to do extra work in college. Like, that's cool. I'm fine. And then my mom just looks at me and she's like, well, let's pray about which sessions we should go to. So we like sit there for a second and pray. And I'm like, okay, fine, mom. Like, we can go to the Honors College session. So we go and we sit down, and one of the Honors College professors was giving the session, and he just kind of talks about how in the Honors College, they teach using the Socratic method, which is where they give you a list of books to read from the classics, and then you read them on your own, and when you come into class, instead of having the teacher teach you about the book, you discuss about the book. So it's a very hands-on way of learning. And for me, the way that I grew up learning was doing a lot of the work on my own kind of thing. And so that way of learning really appealed to me. So I was like, wow, this actually sounds like a really neat program. And so whenever I was deciding which college I wanted to go to, what it really came down to was between either going to the community college where I lived because I didn't know what I wanted to major in, or coming to HBU because the Honors College program made it something that was different than every other university that I had looked at. So whenever I applied to the Honors College, I was just like praying through that. And I was like, okay, God, like if this is where you want me to go, then let me get into the Honors College. And then I'll know that's where I'm supposed to go. But if not, then that's cool. Like I'll just go to the college where I live. And so I remember the day when I was like waiting for the letter to come for the Honors College. And it was like the last day it could possibly show up. And so I was like walking down our driveway to the mailbox. And I like opened up the mailbox and there was the letter. And I was like, okay, well, you know, this is it. Whatever it says, that's where I end up. And I opened it up and it was like, congratulations, you've made it into the Honors College. I just looked at the letter. I was like, okay, God, this is where I'm going. So that's how I ended up at HBU.
The Honors College has a very distinctive curriculum. What has been your experience there?
In the Honors College, well, the curriculum starts with ancient Greece and ancient Roman literature. So you start off, the very first book you read is the Odyssey of Homer. And so from there, they take you through the Greek culture, they take you through Rome, they take you through early church history, you go through medieval time, and they eventually take you all the way up to present modern day time, and you read works from C.S. Lewis and like some of the famous Russian novels like Anna Karenina and stuff kind of like that.
Mm-hmm. And what was your favorite book of literature that you read there?
Hmm. Okay, so, well, it's kind of biased because I'm going to say one of the coolest experiences in the Honors College was the last semester when we read through the Bible, okay, because Whenever we did that, we read through, I can't remember how many of the books, but we read through a lot of the books of the Bible in a very short amount of time, and I had never gone through so much of the Bible so quickly, And so what that really did for me was really help me to see, like, the entire story of the Bible. So I think in terms of, like, coolest semesters, that was probably, like, my favorite one, because you get so much more insight whenever you read the Bible really quickly, because you're like, oh, look how all these things like connect together right. That you hadn't realized before. In terms of like one of my favorite books, I would probably say the Aeneid, and that one is written by Virgil. It's a Roman epic, and that's kind of partially because like I'm a classics major, and so I read it in Latin, like not all of it, some of it in Latin, and so it was a really neat experience having read the whole thing in the Honors College and getting that background, and then going into my class, like Latin class, and getting to read it in the original language, and just kind of, it's such a human story, and I think that's why I really like it. You really see Aeneas as a character who's not the perfect character. In other Greek epics, you have the perfect guy who always knows what to do, but Aeneas is kind of this guy who just gets thrown into this situation where he now has to save all his people and he has to lead them, and he's just kind of like, I'm just this average guy, like I don't know what to do. And so I don't know, it's something I can really relate to, I mm-hmm. guess.
How has the Christian worldview shaped your life at HBU?
Wow. So I would guess HBU has really given me a place to explore. The really cool thing about the Honors College that I've experienced is that there were a lot of different biblical backgrounds. So all the professors were Christians, but we had a Baptist, we had an Anglican priest, we had Methodists, we had Catholics, and everybody's theology is a little bit different. And so whenever you're in that environment, it gives you the ability to really explore those different theologies and really get to see, like, okay, so this is what they believe and this is why they believe it. But the really cool thing is, like, how in the end, like, everybody agrees on kind of, like, the same thing. Like, Jesus died and he right. resurrected and he, like, came back to life, and it's through him that we have salvation. So it's really cool to see how there are things that can be different and how in the end, like, we can still all come together through that. So for me, it was a really neat experience because I grew up like very Baptist. And yeah. so it was really cool to be able to be in a place where I could learn more about like what other people believed about like Jesus and about Christianity and about sanctification and all those things. So, yeah.
That's great. So you have a double major, classics and Spanish. What's that for?
Yeah. So It took me a while to choose a major, so I came, and it wasn't until the end of my freshman year that I really started to like solidify what I wanted to do. And the reason why it took me so long was because I was afraid that I was going to choose a major, it was going to put me in a box, and then I was going to have to do the same thing for the rest of my life. I was like, I don't want to do that. That doesn't sound fun. And so I really looked around. I prayed a lot. And my first thought with Spanish and classics, well, Spanish because my dad is Hispanic. And so Spanish is actually his first language. But he never taught it to us because growing up, he had really bad experiences with that. Whenever he went to school, he didn't know any English.
Sure.
And he was held back because of that. And then in his school, he was just kind of labeled as somebody who wasn't very intelligent because he hadn't known English. And so because of that and because of his experiences, he never taught us Spanish. And so it's kind of like part of my heritage that I've always wanted to be able to like reconnect with. And so in high school, I learned Spanish and I was like, well, you know, I could keep learning it in college. And so I decided to choose that as a major. And then with classics, whenever I first came to college, I was kind of thinking about maybe teaching, maybe being a professor, maybe going into law. And so I wanted something that was like versatile, something that I could use to go into a lot of different professions. And so classics was one of those things that gave me the ability to be flexible and be able to keep a lot of doors open.
What are the next steps for you when you graduate from HBU?
Well, I graduated in December, and
right.
So right now I'm working at this school. And so there are a lot of next steps. I'm engaged, so I'm getting married in January.
Oh, congratulations.
So, thank you, yeah. And so me and, well, my fiancé, Micah, are trying to figure out what we're going to do afterwards. He graduates in May, so like on Saturday.
From HBU.
Yeah, from HBU he's graduating. And so we're talking, one of the things we've been thinking about is teaching in a Spanish-speaking country. And so we've been looking at Honduras right now. There was a school that came to HBU a couple of weeks ago. And they were looking for teachers to come down to Honduras and teach English and teach just basically any subject. And the really cool thing about this school, the thing that made it stand out among like other programs that we've looked into, was there was another guy who was there who taught at the school, but he also runs a missions organization in Honduras. And his missions organization is agricultural missions. And so they have like a little farm that they have in Honduras that sustains the community there, and they're hoping to like build it up so it can eventually sustain the whole community. And so like agriculture is something that Micah is really interested in. And whenever we talked about going to teach in a different country, he's like, yeah, I can go teach, but like where my heart's really at is working agriculturally with the people, doing something with my hands and ministering to the people that way. And so that's something that we are heavily considering and trying to figure out like when to go and just what that looks like. So, you know, it just kind of depends. There's a lot of options I feel like right now. And so it's trying to just be like, okay, God, like, where do you want us to go next? What's the next step? What do you have for us? So
it's really significant to be able to go to a Christian university and meet your future mate who prioritizes the spiritual issues of his life. That's a phenomenal thing.
Yeah, it's a big God thing.
It's more than getting a BA, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So
what drew you to him?
Well, it's a funny story because we became friends. He's also in the Honors College. And so we became friends after our first semester of freshman year. We kind of like knew each other. We were in the same like freshman year class together.
Wow.
But like we had never really talked to each other until like the end of the last semester during finals week. And I was like stressing out because he was asking me like, so like, what do you want to do? You know, those typical questions you ask people whenever you first meet them, like, what are you
yeah.
majoring in? What do you want to do? And I'm like, I don't know what I want to do. I don't know where I'm going next. And like, so we sat for a couple hours and he just like talked to me about like, what am I interested in? Like, where do I see my life going kind of thing. And like from that point, we just became like really good friends. And I never considered dating him. I never considered any of that. I was just like, yeah, he's just my friend. He's my pal. Like, I just wasn't interested in him. And so, through our friendship, though, he was always a person that if I needed to talk to somebody and just, like, separate myself from whatever the situation was, I could go to him and I could be like, hey, like, these are the facts. This is how I'm feeling. Like, just listen to me. Do you have any advice, kind of thing? And so I would do that to him, and I would be the same person for him if he ever needed to talk to somebody about, like, an issue in his life. And so it just kind of went like that until junior year. And whenever junior year hit, I was like, and I finally felt like I was ready to date. Like, throughout my freshman and sophomore year, I was like, there are guys who I was interested in, guys who I thought were cute, but nobody who I was really like, okay, this is it. Like, I could date you. And I also didn't quite feel mature enough yet to be able to be like, okay, like, let's date. And so whenever my junior year hit, I was like, okay, I feel like I could date, and like, I would not lose my identity in Christ and like try to invest it in some guy to make him tell me who I was. And so I remember one night, it was actually homecoming. Me and Micah were hanging out with each other and we were talking, and I was actually talking to him about some other guy I liked, and he was talking to me about some other girl I liked. And that night was the first night I was like, maybe I actually like him. And I was like, no, we've been friends for too long. I'm talking to him about some guy that I have a crush on. Like, I don't actually like him. But that was like the first time I actually had ever had that thought. And so the thing that really made us realize we liked each other was we had a mutual friend who wanted to date me. And so he talked to Micah about it, and Micah was like, yeah, she's ready to date. She told me she was interested in dating. So like, yeah, you should go totally ask her out on a date. So he asked me out on a date. We went on this date. And like after the date, it had gone pretty well. Like I really liked him. I respected him. I thought he was a great guy. But at the end of the date, I was just like, you know, like this isn't, like I really don't want to like date you. And so that the night after I had the date with my friend, Micah came and talked to me because he was trying to like figure out like where I was feeling about it so I could go and tell his friend what I thought. And so he came and he talked to me, and that night as we were talking about it and I was explaining why, I was like, yeah, I don't really think that I want to date this guy. Like we just started talking about life and stuff like that. And as we were sitting there, I had that thought again. I was like, wow, like, you know, I could be okay with like talking with Micah maybe for the rest of forever. And I was like, did I really have that thought? Did I really just think that about him? Like, he's my friend. And we just kept sitting there, and I just kept thinking that. And finally, I was just kind of like, okay, Micah, like we came to this lull in the conversation. I was like, so, you know, what are you thinking? Because this entire time I'm thinking, man, I guess I really like him. And he was like, I'm thinking nothing. And I was like, oh, I guess I like caught him at this point in the conversation where he's really thinking nothing. And then he's like, what are you thinking? And I'm like, oh no, I'm not gonna tell him that I kinda like him. Like, no, we're not gonna do that. So I was like, nothing. And then he was like, no, I know what you're thinking. And I was like, oh, what? Okay, what am I thinking? And he was like, well, actually when I told you I was thinking nothing, I was thinking I kinda like you. And I was like, me too. And from that point, we decided that we wanted to date, and we dated for a little over a year, and then at the beginning of March, we got engaged. So
that's so cool. You know, you've come to HBU and had such a great experience. Why should other parents or prospective students consider HBU as their choice for higher education?
There are a lot of reasons why I think HBU is just a really great choice. Something that I think is really great about HBU is the professors that are here. Because in a class, you aren't forgotten. You aren't a number. You're a name. Like, your professors know who you are. Like just today when I was in my office, I had a professor come by and like stop in and say hi to me. Like you make relationships with your professors that are gonna last even outside of the classroom, even after you've graduated. And the really neat thing about knowing your professor is not only does that help you like in the professional world whenever you need like letters of recommendation for, let's say you decided you wanted to go to grad school, your professor knows you. They can write you a letter of recommendation. And not only that, like whenever you're going through school, because the class sizes are smaller, the professors are actually better able to teach towards you and teach towards where your level is and where you're at. So I think that's something that's really neat about HBU. Another thing that I would say is there's a lot of opportunities for mentorship, and I think that's something that's really important as a student. Whenever I came into HBU, I was like, I'm good. I don't need a mentor. Like, I got things together. It'll be fine. And then, like, freshman year started, and I was like, actually, I don't have everything together, and everything is not fine. And so there's this really cool program that we have through the Student Success Department where you come in as a freshman, and every student gets a student success coach.
Yes.
And so my student success coach reached out to me at the beginning of the semester, and I signed up and had a meeting with him, and he kind of became a mentor to me throughout my time at HBU. And so there are just a lot of opportunities like that, like through your success coach, there's the Kaleo Discipleship Program, and there's just multiple opportunities for you to have somebody mentor you in your life. And I think as a college student, you're surrounded 24/7 by people who are your own age. And it's really easy to forget that there are older people who are wiser, who have like something important to say about life and who can help you to navigate through problems and situations. And it's been really helpful to me during my time at HBU to have just that structure and that ability to have so many people pour into my life. And so that's why I think HBU is such a great school, because it's so personal. They want to see you succeed.
I totally agree. Lindsay Marino graduated from HBU in December 2018 with the highest GPA. You've got a great future, and HBU has a future for you. Thank you for coming and being with us today, Lindsay.
We wish you the very, very best.
Thank you
for coming to talk to us.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.